Get really annoyed at me because it's not even Halloween yet and I'm about to mention the C word. That's right, Christmas. Larry, apologies. I'm allowed to mention Christmas. It's just he plays the first Christmas songs, isn't that it? Yeah, that's it. Phew. Anyway, you've been warned. This next item of the show is going to involve several mentions of the word, but you might enjoy the reason why. And if you like me and read the book, you certainly will, because it's earlier, 'tis getting. The Christmas Book of Irish Mammies. It's the latest book in the Irish Mammy series, and its author, well-known comedian Colm O'Regan, is here now to talk about it all, explain just why an Irish Mammy Christmas is the best kind, really. Isn't that right now? This is your third book, by the way. Isn't It Well For You was earlier. That's More Of It Now was earlier. All came about, of course, the success of your Irish Mammy Twitter account. I thought it was a blog thing. It was more of a Twitter thing. Really. Yeah. So why do you think so many people love this stuff? I mean, is it simply because we all have an Irish Mammy, real nostalgia thing? Or as I said to you earlier when you came in there, it's so... I just said, like, you were Cork, I was Dublin. It's the exact same. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, first, I feel like every interview I do before November 1st, I have to preface with an apology.
Yeah, right. Okay.
As well.
Doesn't matter.
Not only do you have to apologise, but look, I've written the book and I have to sell the thing. So, I think what the thing with the Mammy's books, it's about Ireland. And the Mammy is kind of a device to get it to talk about Ireland, past and present, and how it's changed and how it's changing, and to get into people's houses. You know, I love the ordinary. The inside of the what happens in the kind of the chats in the kitchen or in the sitting room or when people are out shopping or at the school gate or at work or whatever. So the Mammy is kind of a way of writing about Ireland. So I think what I hope people like is that I write how people talk and I write what happens. Because the Christmas mentioned in this book, these aren't super mammies where everything goes right or whatever. It's ordinary Christmas where there's misunderstandings, there's potatoes boiled in a pot that was used for dyeing in a coat and as now the potatoes are blue. There's, you know, there's a cooker that breaks on Christmas morning. There's all of that kind of thing. So that's where I'm... That's where I'm coming from, and hopefully that's what people like. But it is earlier to getting.
I didn't even think of it so much. I was so like you get so steeped in it, but it really is Irish. It's only Irish. It can only be Irish. I mean, even on the cover here, it's called "It's Earlier to Getting," the Christmas Book of Irish Mammies. He's bringing her down to meet us at Christmas, so it must be fairly serious. A shepherd, and who's playing the Virgin Mary?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have a whole section on the kids, I think. And the guy with the better looking camera is the guy who thinks he knows everything, but his kid was only a bloody sheep.
Exactly. Parents taking photos of their kids on any kind of stage, watching it from
God,
a distance.
I've done it. It's frightening.
And they're kind of elbowing each other out of the way.
I haven't done that.
Yeah. Well, and then the kids are kind of watching bemused because for them it's just a bit of crack, but they're watching all these parents go, get out of the way, let me get a proper shot. And why does he have his mouth open? Will he smile? Smile.
Yeah.
And smile,
then,
Brian.
I told him to blow his nose before. And also you have the little thing there where the two little kids are talking. Because you have illustrations there as well. Yeah. They're going, oh, is he like this at home? Worse.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, this is what it is. Like, you know, how in the name of God do we have 5 sets of lights and none of them working? That, right. Everybody knows that one. And then the guilt is on you because you didn't pack them away properly 11 months
properly,
ago.
Yeah, the Christmas lights, they're wrapped together like one of these, you know, king rat. You know, they're all wrapped around each other. You don't know where they begin or end. And in the end, we're just going to get another set.
And the best, like, you know, your mother comes up with this great idea. You have a piece of cardboard from a Kellogg's box. Right, wrap it around the cardboard.
Yeah, and that idea will persist. The other thing I noticed about Christmas lights, and it's not so you could apply this to elsewhere besides Christmas, decorations last for years. Like the bit of tinsel that was bought, you know, when people moved into a house first, could last for decades. And the bag that decorations are stored in, it could be from a shop that no longer exists, like a department store down the town that was knocked and is replaced by apartments. So it's kind of, it's the little ordinary things that I'll give you know, the ice bucket challenge. You know, the celebrities who do the ice bucket challenge. For me, the ice bucket challenge was about looking into ordinary backyards, and the fella looking who's already soaked because his mother didn't switch on the camera properly the first 2 times he did it. So it's about the ordinary, and that's what the.
But have you ever seen the one where the mum didn't quite get it, where the guy was doing like a whole minute of the camera trying to say what this is for, and she just threw with her apron on, just threw the whole thing.
Yeah,
Jesus, mammy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fantastic. So, hold on, there's a few more here. and of course the usual thing, like, okay, I'm putting them on now, just staying with the lights. Any joy? No, that no kind joy, of thing. Yeah, the lights one is great. Do you remember in Father Ted? They're working, they're not working. But there'll be no one let stay up for the toy show if you don't stop messing. Now get into your PJs while the ads are on. Are you coming with me? Or will you go with your father in the morning? That's the big mass one. It's the mum going to mass on the evening, so she'll be ready for the turkey on the Sunday morning.
And Christmas Eve mass is a kind of it's more than just a religious occasion. It's the you come back from wherever you've been during the year. You put on the nice clothes, meet the neighbours, and you have to justify what you've been doing for the last year outside afterwards. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and also the cards, the Christmas cards thing. Like, I mean, should we still be doing all that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, more cards. I hope now it isn't anyone who wasn't on my list. And the big word is now, so I'll say it again. More cards. I hope now it isn't. It's the now bit of the Irish mammy. Nobody else says that anywhere else.
No, nobody uses now as a word that means, there you go, here's your food kind of thing.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
No.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah, look, and take your time and don't rip it. You could use that wrapping paper again. Did your mother always collect the wrapping paper whenever
you did? We did, but then it kind of, after a while, then the house got so cluttered we ended up throwing it out at about January the 6th. Like, there's always this good intention of using the nice wrapping paper again, but it rarely lasts.
And the present for the mummy, don't be spending a lot of money. I'll be just as happy with a nice book.
Yeah, a book of this kind, actually. I do want to say that there is an important book in there, a book within a book. It's called Of Course I Was the Last to Know Joseph's Mammy's Tale, because nobody knows how Joseph the carpenter, what his mammy thought of the whole situation.
And do you know?
Well, I'm supposing based on Wikipedia research and my own brain.
Do you know, the funny thing is, like, all the changes that this country's gone through over the last several decades, the Irish mammy isn't really all that different now. Or if she got it, maybe I shouldn't be saying that. She was back when our mammies were young and their mammies were young. Has it changed much, do you think?
Well, some things, I think we'll always have the weather. We'll always have a particular way of speaking, and then everything else will change. But there is, it's kind of cyclic. What I find with the people kind of sending messages to me on Twitter saying, you know, I thought this Irish mammy stuff that you had was a load of nonsense until I found myself saying the things you had already said.
Well, every parent knows that one too. Yeah. I cannot believe I'm saying what he used to say or whatever, you know. Okay, this new book anyway, let's take a look at it, because it is all about the Christmas, right? Okay, the Christmas, even that.
Yeah.
It's so like that.
Well, you get asked afterwards, how did you get over the Christmas?
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas was some sort of affliction.
Yeah. And it is for the Irish mammy.
It is. It's a lot of stress, and some mammies don't bother and they're dead right. You know, they let the father take it.
Yeah, you point out in the book that here in Ireland we know the Christmas. They're like, oh, it's officially started when certain ads show up on the telly.
Yeah, and that's why I'm apologising for mentioning, because they haven't turned up yet. But there's the Kellogg's ad with the kids leaving out the cornflakes for Santa/Santee, and there's a debate in the book as well too about whether it's Santa or Santee.
That's an incredible ad though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
I mean, the best ads last. And the ESB one where Alan Hughes of TV3's Ireland AM comes home.
But that's a fantastic ad. It's just so good, because she's there doing all the electricity bits in the house now as he's being collected, and he passes by the old dance hall saying, look at the size of that. You can see him saying in his head.
And
the brilliant music that was going on, which is this, look, a tiny bit of this.
That's right.
Who can forget this?
And even like there's some bits that are brilliant in it, like the father welcomes him with a kind of a handshake and a half hug.
Exactly.
And they don't speak much in the car on the way home.
And he's looking out the right hand side of the window.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the left hand side of the window. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
the
fantastic.
Disco.
At the disco, they used to go to. It used to be so big.
And then the big hug is waiting now. In my version of it, of course, when he arrives home, there's somebody from a rival electricity company asking his mammy, would they be interested in switching and how much are they? I don't know.
Well,
if you've ever gone home, like, my mother's always telling me, oh, there was somebody in trying to get me to switch electricity and they were pointing at the kettle. How much are you paying for that? And, you know, so the ESB don't have it all their own way anymore now.
No, indeed, that's true. Okay, December the 8th. That was a major date in the Irish mammy's calendar. Up to Dublin to the whatever. Those days are gone now, aren't they?
I suppose, like, they've certainly been lessened in import. It's definitely a marker. There's a before December 8th and after December the 8th. But obviously people shop online. Everybody's got shopping centres around the local roundabout. But I still think there's a little cachet. There's still a bit of value associated. Going up to see the lights. I mean, the lights, they haven't been switched on yet, but they're on. I saw them installing them on Grafton Street already.
Oh, really?
I actually think this year, Christmas is earlier than other years. There's a bit of, I think shops are kind of going, ah, we can't be doing the pretend, you know.
Yeah, let's make as much money as we can, because it's the only time of the year we make money, so let's start it earlier.
So I think there's a bit of it this year.
The Late Late Toy Show, is that the start really for a lot of people if it's not the ads?
It is, I think, yeah. And I've kind of done a little dissection of the Late Late Toy Show, the different types of children that appear on the Late Late Toy Show. Like there's the... There's obviously the Billy Barry or equivalent dance school kids, but there's also the child who was fierce talkative all the way up in the car, all the way backstage, all through rehearsals, and then gets interviewed by Ryan about a toy and just says nothing.
But you've got a great thing in there, like of the kids saying, that's what I want for Christmas kind of thing. Well, I think Santa's already got things made, or because they've already sent their letter.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's really funny, you know, because like there's Ryan on the telly saying something like, you put your money into this and all this money comes out and everything.
So, so the toy show is a huge marker, and it's not that far away. It's about 5 weeks away now, or maybe four. So get your wish list in quickly.
Yeah, right, indeed. But by the way, going to stay with the mammy, there's so many other things I wanted to talk about, because like the arrivals at the airport is a very good one.
Yeah, it's like a TV staple every year. They welcome back from the airport and they're interviewing people, and some people, and I know there's people, if you've ever arrived into an airport with nobody waiting for you, I know there's people who come back in their suits at Christmas,
and the cameras just ignore them.
There's no human interest story there.
But there's no kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mightn't even be there.
And then they interview somebody who's waiting for a nurse to come back from Dubai, and they managed to get in a little dig at the government while they're waiting for the, you know, of course there was jobs for them here and that kind of thing. And I love the airport. I was there last year actually for another reason, and you can see the excitement that starts at the, you know, at passport control and gets more and more excitement as it goes collecting the baggage, and then it reaches this fever pitch at that U-shaped barrier outside the doors, and the kind of the squeals of as different crowds welcome back their own. So there's a bit of kind of poignancy in the book, and the book also has a little bit after Christmas as well too, the flip side of it.
It does. Well, look, it really is, and the illustrations are fantastic too, and there's not one page that anybody who's Irish cannot relate to and say, oh God, I know it so well. It's Earlier Tis Getting, the Christmas Book of Irish Mammies. Does your mum read this? Does she like it?
She does. She likes them, yeah. And as I've gone on, as I've written more, like it's less about my upbringing and more about... Because I'm learning my trade, even, you know, as a writer and that kind of thing. So.
Listen, Colm O'Regan, I would have done longer, but thanks a million. I started a bit late. Thanks very much indeed for dropping in.
Good luck
with the book, The Christmas Book of Irish Mammies. It's Earlier Tis Getting, and it's out.
I'm signing books in Easton's at 3:30 in Galway today, because I'm doing a gig in Galway tonight at the Galway Comedy Festival with Simon Amstel of Nevermind the Buzzcocks and Barry Murphy of Aprimatch. So 3:30.
And the Patriots Inn pub in Kilmainham as well?
That's still running every month, yeah.
So you're getting to Galway this afternoon within the next 3 hours, yeah?
I'm leaving straight from here.
Now. All right, listen, it's time to go because Larry's coming up at lunchtime. Colm O'Regan, thanks a million for talking to us in the program this morning. Good luck with the book. Here goes. And enjoy. Oh, yeah. Paddy tomorrow.